On Arab TV today, Osama bin Laden appeared in a taped broadcast praising the September 11th terrorist attacks on the United States.
God has sent one of attacks of by God, and it has touched one of its best buildings, and this is America filled with fear from its from the north to south, east to west, and thank God. And what America is tasting today is something very little of what we have tasted for decades.
Standing in what appeared to be a cave, bin Laden said America's actions in the Middle East amounted to a war on Islam, and the September 11th attacks were the result of America's policies toward Iraq and the Palestinians.
So when the sword came after 8 years to America, then the whole world has been crying for those criminals who attacked. This is the least which could be said about them. They are people. They supported the murderer against the victim. So God has given them back what they deserve.
Bin Laden said there would be no peace for the American people until peace reigns in Palestine.
To America, I say to it and to its people this, I swear by God the Great, America will never dream, nor those who live in America will never taste security and safety unless we feel security and safety in our land and in Palestine.
Osama bin Laden speaking through an interpreter in a taped video statement broadcast on Arab TV today. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now. Mike, this tape is really quite extraordinary. Can you tell us more about it and where and when it was shot?
Well, we don't know exactly when it was made. It was clearly made before the American and British attacks on Afghanistan today. It was made sometime after September 11th, probably closer to today. It was made in anticipation of U.S. retaliation. It appears to have been shot during the daytime, not during the night. And it appeared on Al Jazeera television. Al Jazeera is a kind of the Arab world's response to CNN. It's based in the Persian Gulf state of Qatar. And it has great sources throughout the Middle East and in much of the Muslim world. And it's the primary means of communication that Osama bin Laden has used in the past to communicate with the outside world. But this particular tape is different than others that he's released. Many of them were propaganda pieces with a lot of production and quotations from the Quran and other people appearing. In this, he sits with three of his aides and speaks directly to the camera and really makes an appeal to the Arab world to support him and oppose the United States.
What influence in the Muslim world do you suspect these statements will have, both among followers and opponents?
Well, there is a great deal of sympathy for his views within the Arab world, and I think that this is meant to appeal to them directly. And he appeals to one of the views that's widely held in the Arab world, which is that the United States has engaged in a double standard vis-a-vis the violence of terrorism over the years. He specifically cited 1 million children who have died in Iraq, a reference to the effect of more than a decade of sanctions, and to the Palestinians who have died. And he essentially said, now finally the United States has gotten a taste of this kind of violence and is appealing to the world to support it. Where were they when Iraqis were dying and Palestinians were dying and infidel troops were occupying Saudi Arabia? That's his view of U.S. Support for Saudi Arabia. And I think that view will have a great deal of resonance in the Arab world.
He said that he thought that America, he called America now, a nation full of fear from north to south, east to west, and indeed there are stern, if not ominous, warnings by the State Department preparing Americans at home and abroad for reaction, possibly massive reaction. Do you know whether this is based on evidence or caution?
I think it's primarily based on caution and a certain degree, some degree of intelligence that has cropped up over the last week, strong enough for senior intelligence officials to warn at the end of the week before these the United States mounted these bombing raids, that there was a virtual certainty that terrorists would try to retaliate for any U.S. attacks on Afghanistan. But as far as I understand, the government hasn't issued specific warnings about specific threats either in the United States or abroad.
You have looked at a number of other conflicts over the last decade. What happens in a military action like this? Do things cool down by daybreak, or can we expect something different again tomorrow night, or is this a war of a completely different nature?
Well, I don't think it's really predictable, and the Pentagon hasn't said when the next wave of attacks will occur. In fact, at this hour, it doesn't seem that they're entirely completed in Afghanistan. And my guess is that the Pentagon will not try to repeat any previous patterns. They want to go after specific targets in Afghanistan, and I think that they want to throw their enemies off guard. And so I think it's very hard to predict what will happen next.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Mike.
You're welcome, Jackie.
NPR's Mike Schuster, who's been following the investigation into the Al-Qaeda network.